Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The city of Saldanha featured a presentation at the Wednesday City Council meeting discussing the ACS Wireless Mesh Project. Heather Cavanaugh, Alaska Communications Systems Director of External Affairs and Corporate Communications, was the featured speaker. She said the goal is to provide high-speed internet throughout high-density areas, up to gigabit in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, Kenai, and Saldanha.
So the technology is a fiber-based fixed wireless mesh network. The mesh network would use equipment that you see here. So on the right-hand side is equipment that we would place. We'd like to use light poles that the city of Saldanha owns rather than setting up our own poles. And then on the left-hand side, you can see is a piece of equipment that would go on a house. And it's about the size of an iPhone, but a little bit thicker. So this is the equipment that we would use. It's relatively small, and it can be mounted to existing light poles that are already in Saldanha.
Cavanaugh said the ACS Anchorage trial in fall of 2020 was completed successfully with the intended deployment in Saldanha later this year.
What we are looking for from the city council is just your support in moving forward with a project like this and mounting antennas on light poles. And what we would do as a next step is work with the city manager on the details of a agreement. We fully expect to pay the city for use and access to the light poles. We want this to be a win-win for the city and its residents and businesses, and then, of course, work for Alaska Communications as well.
ACS said they would like to be starting in areas with existing fiber in the ground, but says that this technology would be able to create direct wireless connections between the nodes of the mesh system. Cavanaugh said the cost to the service would be to offer rates comparable to Anchorage. On Sunday, March 13th at 2 a.m., daylight saving time begins. Clocks will be set forward 1 hour, with the change pushing sunsets later into the evening and sunrises later into the morning hours. When clocks leap forward in the spring, researchers have found a slight increase in rates of heart attacks, traffic accidents, and workplace injuries, likely the effect of millions of people's bodies being forced to adjust to the missing hour of sleep. Workplace productivity, meanwhile, tends to decrease. And it's not all negative, though. Daylight saving adjustments have been adopted as checkpoints to remind families to address their home fire safety plans. Kenai Fire Chief Tony Pryor spoke with KSRM.
Yeah, as always, we like to try to get that PSA out there that anytime we do the daylight savings time is the perfect time for you to check the batteries and replace them in your smoke detectors. Also, when you're looking at those or replacing them, make sure that the detectors are no more than 10 years old. We recommend you replace them after 10 years of service anyways. So that's a great time when you're replacing those batteries to also take a look at the manufacturer date of the detectors and determine if it's time to actually replace.
Cleveland Clinic sleep specialist Dr. Nancy Foldvery says springing forward affects our circadian rhythm.
The clock inside our brain that regulates sleep and wakefulness is typically a very reliable periodic process, and having just 1 hour shift can actually affect us pretty significantly.
For more details, RadioKenai.com.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.